producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now, 7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and I without the ladies, so it's the boys' club in this hour of Good Day. We're going to meet a lady that is fascinating. She's been on this program before. She works with people in a realm that is not familiar, although becoming, well, it's not familiar to everybody, but it's becoming more familiar to people as folks try to understand themselves, understand what happens their lives, what are the influences. I was prompted to have Sandy Lemian on the program after hearing Deepak Chopra on Sunday refer to our pasts as a collective of experiences from the beginning of the universe. And Sandy deals in mediumship, talks with the so-called dead, has, I think, an interesting way of working with people. And so I wanted to bring the two philosophies together and see what you thought of what she has to say. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Right now, though, this is sort of like a page from the House of Cards, boys. There is a threesome, a menage a trois, politically speaking, of families. The Bush family, the Clinton family, and the Trump family.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at some of the pictures, there's a rumor floating around. I guess that's the best way of putting it. A rumor has started that the reason Donald Trump was placed into the race is because he and the Clintons worked out a deal. That Trump is secretly running to scuttle the Republican chances of having any good candidate so that Hillary Clinton is assured of winning. Now, does this have any merit?
Well, I don't know.
You figure that out. I don't really think it's an amazing story, especially since there are so many conspiratorialists who think the Clintons have knocked off any number of people, 24, 25 different people, that over the years since they were in the governor's house in Arkansas, the rumor started then that anybody that, oh, not anybody, but there were people who were embarrassing or got in the way or they were a problem, so they got bumped off. We've been hearing these rumors for years, 20 years, 30 years, when Clinton ran for the presidency in 92.
Oh, yeah. Blackwater.
They served
Blackwater,
Vince Foster.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, all of the people plus and minus.
Oh, there's thousands of people have now been knocked off by the Clintons. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, how much has Mrs. Clinton said about Donald Trump? Think about it. Not much. Right? Do you ever hear, she'll say, I'm going to let them devour themselves. But you really don't hear. And how much do you hear Donald Trump?
Statement yesterday after his comment saying it was
dangerous. Yeah, well, she has to.
Not America.
So, how can she not comment about that comment?
Yeah.
That statement? She got to say something about that. But watch this and see if there isn't, am I on to something here? I don't know that I like the idea of it. I'm not suggesting this is an idea forum. And the idea of having these people working together to make sure that Mrs. Clinton becomes the president. Now, this in face or in light of the relationship that the Bushes have to the Clintons. I don't know how Jeb Bush fits into this, but I know that in terms of the Clinton family, the husband and wife, and the Bush family, the father and Barbara, the wife, there's a closeness there. And I believe that there's a friendship that has grown between George Bush and especially Hillary Hillary Clinton for whatever the reason. I don't know. But then the younger brother comes into the mix and he sees all of this stuff swirling around him. So whether he's promoting this or suggesting it, I know that Jeb Bush tweeted, continuing this path will put her in the White House, when focused on Donald Trump's comments about Muslims and the overall Republican. I mean, he's grasping at straws. We all
right. Is this the last desperate grasp
right.
by Jeb Bush?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Especially to suggest that the Clinton and the Trumps are in cahoots. And he tweeted a picture of the two of them together at some gala. The two family, the two, Bill Clinton and Hillary, together with Donald Trump and his wife. So, is there something to it? I don't know. Kenny, you think there's anything to it?
I don't know. I just have a tough time believing that Trump is for real with some of the things he says.
Well, so does that add into, or does that add support to the speculation that maybe this is?
I'm a little bit with it. I figured Trump at some point would just drop out of this early on. Yeah. Now, I mean, early on, because he's done it a couple of times and he's such a PR master that you figured, okay, he's in this just for the PR and he'll get out at some point. But then he just stayed.
Well, what's in it for him if Hillary wins is another question. How do you know what's in it? How do you know what kind of backroom deals these people make? Especially with as many cynical thoughts as there are about the Clintons, and they'll do anything to get into power or stay in power. So it's something to think about. I think it is, anyway.
Secretary of State Trump.
Yeah. how about the what is it, the director of the currency or something? Or maybe Treasury Secretary, even. That maybe is more...
Fed Chairman.
The Fed Chairman. There you go. That would be something for Trump. Okay, well, again, food for thought. 12 past the hour. In a moment, Sandy Alemian brings us into another world here on Good Day.
What does it mean to be obsessed with sound and creativity? For New York City-based premium audio company, Master and Dynamic, it means building beautifully crafted, technically sophisticated sound tools for creative minds, with a collection of headphones tuned to provide a rich, warm sound that perfectly captures the exceptional detail of well-recorded music. Master and Dynamic sees its headphones as modern thinking caps, tools to help focus and transport your mind. For more on Master and Dynamic, visit MasterDynamic.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-471-1503. That's 1-800-471-1503. 1-800-471-1503. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors, not available in all states.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
All right, Doug Steffen in the Good Day program at 15 past the hour. You've heard me perhaps talk a good deal lately, especially this week. You know that I believe in the communication that we're about to get into. I find that people who have alternative ways of informing us as to what we are and how we make ourselves better, I'm very much into life improvement. And I think that people like Sandy Alemian have helped a lot of people over the years.
Sandy has been at this for about 20 years. She's a spirit medium, a healer, inspirational speaker. She's written a number of books. She has a blog. And it is obvious that there's a connection here between what the rest of... Sandy, I always have a hard time with this because it's defining. People want definitions. They want clarity. They want to know. They want to be able to somehow or other put their hands around or their mind around something and get clarification. But your being able to communicate with people who are no longer alive is a hard thing to define or describe, isn't it?
It can be. Yeah. First of all, how are you, Doug?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. So, when I talk about the world of spirit, I really do break it down for people so that they understand that we are all energy. That's what we are. We're energy beings that are also having a physical experience here. And when someone dies, it's as if they unzip from the physical being. They step out of the vehicle that they've used, and now they exist as pure spirit energy. So when I tap into
one of the reasons I wanted to have you here is because one of the reasons I wanted to have you here was because we went to a we went to a Donald Trump lecture, and that's not what we did. We went to a Deepak Chopra lecture.
Oh, cool.
And his new book that focuses on his book focuses on DNA and genomes and how what we have going on with us goes back to the beginning of time, the carbon connection with all beings, and he goes to great lengths to explain how similar we are to monkeys and all that other stuff. But what really grabs me about his philosophy here is that we have the DNA brings us together with our parents, our grandparents, and pretty much the entire population of the planet. So when I started thinking about that on Monday, I was thinking about you and your ability to communicate and wondering if there wasn't some connection here that is far deeper than we can imagine. Can we, in fact, with somebody tutoring us like you, talk to the people who have our same DNA, who are no longer breathing?
And 100% yes, Doug, and that's a lot of what I do in this world is to teach people how to tune in, not just to the world of spirit, Doug, but to their own soul. Because when people start tuning into their own soul, they'll start to get a sense of life completely differently than what they've been taught. You know, we're all imprinted by our parents' belief systems and by what we've been taught and by the media and what's happening in the world. And especially now, it's a really scary time for a lot of people because we're seeing some scary stuff on TV, and it keeps being shown to us again and again and again. So I know I'm being called to bring people back to themselves so that they can tune in to the peace that's deep, deep within their core of their being. And that's what Spirit guides us, all of us, to do, is to tune back in rather than look outside for the answer or try to make a change out there. It's very, very difficult to do that. So Spirit is guiding a lot of us right now to stay in our own frequency. I call it our home frequency, because that's where we're going to find peace. We can't find peace by fighting. It will not happen. It can't happen.
That's one of the things that Chopra also writes about in his book and lectures about, the fact that we can kill all of the people that are the bad guys. You can kill all the Taliban, and you can kill all of Daesh, and you can kill all of Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda, but there's still, even if you kill them all, there's going to be somebody or something that recreates, reenacts, or brings back that same kind of thinking, and unless we deal with the idea of peace differently, then the planet is doomed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because what's happening right now, Doug, is a lot of people are getting really triggered. And unless we're willing to look at our own triggers, our own fear, our own hatred, our own anger, we're going to keep projecting it on the world, and we're going to think it's about them, and we're going to try and kill it off in someone else. And in truth, we are the enemy. And we are the enemy within ourselves. The battle that's going on inside every human being right now, whether it's a spiritual battle or an emotional battle, that's what we're all seeing out in the world. Everything that we're seeing in the world is a mirror of what's happening in our own hearts. But a lot of people don't want to know, or they don't want to look inside, or they don't even know how to. to heal that inner battle, and that's where I help people. I help them to heal that battle so that they can feel a semblance of peace.
All right, hold on a second, Sandy. We have to take a few minutes for a couple of words from other wise people. Sandy Alemian is here with us on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're having a conversation with Sandy Alemian, who is a spirit medium and guide, speaks all over the country, all over the world. Her website is Sandy Alemian, A-L-E-M-I-A-N, sandyalemian.com. A couple of books you might want to know about, you can find out about them either at her website or at Amazon. One of them is called Congratulations, It's an Angel. And then the other bestseller is What Was God Thinking? Great reads for not necessarily the same reason. We're talking about how we fix the problems of the world, and it starts with all of us individually. What is there in us? How are we warring with ourselves? Mm-hmm. What are we thinking? What are we doing? How are we acting? Do you fight against that which is really in your best interests? Sometimes people can't, for whatever the reason, see what's in their best interest. They know, but then they have their habits and they have their routines and they have their likes and dislikes. And so it's the old I can't see the forest for the trees routine, Sandy, I think, right?
Yeah, and people feel, because I've worked with tens of thousands of clients, Doug, in the last 20 years, and the common patterns that I see is people don't know what to do with what they feel. I don't believe we've done a really good job in this culture and at a very young age in teaching people how to move emotion. And so what happens, it gets stuck, it gets bottled up. And what we're seeing right now in the world is you're seeing all this burst of anger and hatred. And again, on a collective consciousness scale, that's us. That's our releasing all of this energy that we've been carrying for years. You know, as I work as a spirit medium and connecting with the other side, Doug, there's no war in spirit. There's no illness in spirit. When someone crosses onto the other side, they are fully aware of their soul energy, which is the energy of light and love. And what spirit has said to me is when each one of us tunes in to the beautiful core of who we are. Not the layers of painful childhood stories, not the energy of abandonment of all that, but when we tune into our God self, our soul self, as each one of us does that, we will start to usher in, I'm getting goosebumps, we'll start to usher in heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shown a couple weeks ago from Spirit how Jesus did his healing when he was here. It's all about frequency. Jesus held a frequency of love and light that was so strong and so powerful that when people came into his presence, they started energetically vibrating up to his frequency. And
so is that the case, Sandy, with other prophets? Do you think whether, I mean, we have this controversy, there are other prophets beside Jesus, other healers, other people not identified as Christians identify Jesus, Son of God, but Jesus was a Jew. And then there's the Muslim faith. And interestingly enough, all of the major faiths celebrate the end of the year in a way that isn't, there's no other coordinated, that's the only way I can think about it, is the events are coordinated in a way. Muslims have their holiday, Jews have their holiday, Christians have their holiday, and they're all basically aimed at doing the same thing, celebrating the hero. I don't know, hero is probably not the right word, but the people who have made a difference, a serious difference, and around whom religions have been built. And you know, I get a kick out of people, and I mean this in the most respectful way, who attribute things to Jesus that are, you know, pretty amazing. But just because he was who he was, whether he did or he didn't do it, it seems to fit because people want it to fit. People want to feel better, and that's the conundrum. Mm-hmm. We get angry. There are a lot of people who just aren't enjoying this time of year because they're angry about something, maybe some silly little thing, or they're afraid. There's so much fear in society. I don't want to. I can't love that person because you know, he did this or he said that or she did. Yeah, and all of these things are pretty nonsensical in the light of eternity, aren't they?
They absolutely are. And when you look at all the greatest gurus, to me it's all about frequency, Doug. It's all about energy frequency. The greatest healers are those who have held the frequency of love, and they hold that vibration for the masses. And the opposite is true, too. You can have a negative influence of someone who's holding a very negative influence, and they're also making a ripple effect in the world. But in order for us to see change in the world, we need to all start being responsible for our own energetic frequency rather than blaming anybody else for what we feel. Mm-hmm. It really is
The news media is all about that. That's all the news media does, and we surround ourselves with this sort of dull light every day. This is the news is this, the news is that, and it isn't really, it gets people turned around, but it really isn't impactful in, again, I use the term the light of eternity.
And not only that, I always coach people to pay attention to what they're feeling when they're doing anything, because what you're feeling inside is a real good indicator of whether you're a vibrational match to something or not. I'm not a vibrational match to the news. I vibrate in an energetic frequency that's higher than the news. And when you think about it, Doug, most people watch the news first thing in the morning and last thing at night. And it's typically when our subconscious minds are the most open, right? When we're first waking up in the morning and when we're sort of shutting down at night. And so people are being fed all of this negativity and fear when the subconscious mind, I'm getting such goosebumps again, when the subconscious mind is so open.
Yeah, that's when you got to take advantage.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The winningest ways of people, you know, oftentimes when you're getting a sober, you're sobered up as to what it takes to be successful, and you hear about the amount of money that baseball players make, for example, at hitting 300. 300 is considered a great batting average, but that's 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, I was reading something about Michael Jordan, and what he says about winning, quite a bit different than what Charlie Sheen says about winning. And maybe you've seen this, Richie, from Michael Jordan, who said, quote, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots."
Yeah, I've heard this before. It's great.
"In my career, I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I have been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life. And that's why I succeed." So for those of you who think that you got to be successful all the time, you think I do a winning radio program every day?
Not even close.
Well, thank you. Thanks very much. That's very nice, Rich. Without even Roberta's help, thanks very much. Anyway, and this happens a lot in relationships, maybe more, you know, wherever it is, however you measure success or failure. There is a, and I've just started thinking about this, actually.
I'm a big believer in failure.
Well, but in order to succeed, you got to fail.
Right.
And that can be in the same circumstance, whether it's a relationship. I mean, I would apply mine willingly to understanding relationships because I haven't done a great job of it over the years, but I haven't given it the time or the thought that I have because of the relationship that I'm in or that I care to be in. Is one that I find fulfilling. Is it successful? Well, I guess that depends on which day it is. and failure, I mean, if it would end and everything's over, would that be a failure? Well, no, because I had 4 terrific years of learning a lot about me, about this person. So, but, you know, sometimes there are also phases you go through. You may love your job one day and you may not like it the next day. I can't tell you that Kenny loves his job every day. I can't tell you that Richie loves his job every day. I can't tell you Rich. I can't tell you that any of us do. There are very few of us. I'm one of the exceptions to the rule. Most of the time, whether I'm getting support from my staff or not, I'm happy on the air. I may be in the happiest place, at least when I'm supposed to be here, I am here. I'm not often someplace else because I need to be here, but I also like being here. And for me, the success, it isn't, my program has never been as successful as I want it to be. Is it a success? Depends on how you measure success. Does it have the biggest audience in radio? No. I could be really corny and say it has the best audience. There's a guy who used to be on Jay Severin who used to call his audience the best and the brightest. Well, he would say that. They weren't. I knew my audience was the best and the brightest.
And it is one of the biggest shows, you have to...
Yeah, it is. Do I make the most money? No. I mean, when you look at some of the salaries of the people that work for the big companies...
Oh, my God.
Wow, but I mean, that's a whole 8 or 10 thing. People.
Right. So, anyway...
You look at radio in general and...
The point is that in my life, I can measure successes and I can measure failures. Sometimes I need a head adjustment. That's why I really believe in therapy and coaching and stuff, especially now, because if you don't, and people say, well, at your stage in life, aren't you settled? No.
Not even close.
Not even close to being settled in whatever my age or status in life is. I think life is a transition from day to day, moment to moment, hour to hour, or whatever it is. And by the way, I think that life transitions into my belief, my spiritual belief is that we just transition into something else. I can remember spending a lot of time when I was younger being anxious about everything in life. I had anxiety attacks. I mean, I was just, because I was thinking I was expected to do, I do a lot of stuff with my life now. I've always done a lot of stuff with my life. I've always had 2 or 3 different businesses. I'd go from beginning of the day to the end of the day. And to a point, some people saw me as successful. Did I have successful relationships? Not really. But that wasn't the only thing that made my life successful, so I guess I didn't think I had to have successful relationships. I had to be successful as a father, which fortunately I have been, or successful in certain things. I mean, I'm going back to Michael Jordan and what he said about being successful, but you have the desire to be successful, and that sort of wins the day. I think you, I want to succeed in this endeavor, whether it's the relationship, whether it's the radio program, whether it's trying to straighten out what I need to do with my farms, whether it's in cultivating my relationship at work or cultivating my relationship period with the people that I care about. Happens that most of the people I care about, with a few exceptions, are people that I work with. The people on the radio with whom I spend more time probably than anybody else, unless you're talking about somebody you're sleeping with. And then my farm buddies who help me keep the farm going. And those are the two basic cores of my social stratum. I don't have a lot of social friends. I don't go to parties. For God's sakes, at 9 o'clock, I'm done. So I don't need that. But what I kind of need to know is that what it is that constitutes success is failure. And you ought to look at it that way, too. Failing gets you in touch with yourself, with your determination, how badly you want whatever it is that you're seeking. And the adversity of not being successful introduces you to a different way of thinking it. I remember my father telling me as a kid, maybe that's where this comes from. I didn't learn a lot from my father, but I learned some good things about sales especially. My father was a consummate salesman. And one of the things he told me when I was a kid, I'll never forget this, is he'd go in the front door and he'd present what he was selling. And if they said, no, thank you, he went out the door and he climbed in the window. That was always the visualization. If I get thrown out the front door, I'm going to climb in the window.
Through the window.
Yeah. And so that's what you get from listening to my father or Michael Jordan or any of the people. I remember Ted Williams. They used to talk about that as a baseball player. They pay me all this money and I lose more games than I win.
Especially don't take no for an answer.
Yeah. No, that's it. Yeah, don't never give up.
This Christmas, you have just one special wish, her hand in marriage. But before you ask, come to Jared, where you can create a one-of-a-kind engagement ring just for her. Choose from thousands of diamonds and hundreds of settings, and receive Get Set in Diamonds rewards up to $1,000 toward a beautiful setting when you purchase your diamond at Jared. This Friday through Monday only, so don't miss your chance to save. Because the one piece of jewelry she'll wear forever is waiting for you at Jared.
Economic growth, where does it come from? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel retired Alan West, President and CEO of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Does economic growth come from top-down, government-driven policies aimed at providing largesse, or does it come from the public policies that enabled individual investment and innovation? Americans face a dilemma. Do we believe in the entrepreneurial spirit or an entity that determines the direction of our constitutional republic? Thomas Jefferson stated that our inalienable rights emanate from the Creator, not man, and they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are in trouble when man begins to believe we do not have a right to pursue happiness, but instead government possesses the obligation to guarantee us happiness. When that occurs, the indomitable entrepreneurial spirit that defines America is defeated. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds.
We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
42 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and I are joined by Dr. Margaret Wilson, who is with United Healthcare. She has a lot of experience in the healthcare field. Her experience includes internal and geriatric medicine, healthcare quality management, clinical medical teaching. And man, is this stuff important at this time of year, having this experience. She's a medical educator, has written a lot of articles and textbooks. So, as somebody who travels as well as heals, you're familiar with what goes on at this time of year, Dr. Wilson. A lot of people travel. Looks like 47, 48, 49 million people are going to be away from home to celebrate the holidays. And a lot of people get sick at this time of year because they're not taking care of their immune system. They're exposed to various things. And I wonder if this is the time of year when insurance is most taxed, if people are covered properly, and what the stats show about how people who have spent a lot of money on Christmas gifts kind of skimp on their own health care. Is that a factor?
Yes, it is, Doug, and thank you for having me, I must say. You've highlighted a few critical points. As with anything in life, successful travel depends on adequate preparation before the trip. And that's even more important for people who have chronic medical illnesses. Most of the challenges that travelers face relate to not having fully addressed three questions. The first question is, am I prepared to travel? The second is, do I know what my health plan covers? And the third is, how do I access care if I need it in the location in which I'm traveling to? From the standpoint of preparation, there are a couple of key things that we need to review as travelers. And at United Healthcare, we like to refer to that as the know before you go. So first of all, do I know what my medical history is, as in the specific names of the illnesses I have? Do I have a list of my medications with me? Do I have a sufficient supply of medications to cover the duration of my trip? And for travelers who may have personal health challenges and need specific equipment to support that, such as wheelchairs, breathing machines, are they fully functional? It's also important that for travelers who are going away for a long period, they consider consulting their primary care physician to ensure that any pre-travel screening they might need or immunizations they might need to take are all in order. So once the preparation is in place, that's the foundation for a successful trip. The next question then becomes, what does my health plan cover? Does my health plan offer a national network or a local network? In other words, can I access care anywhere across the United States within my network, or is my network just restricted to the local area in which I live? And this is particularly important for seniors as well, especially seniors who are traveling outside the country, because most Medicare plans don't cover care outside the United States. Now, there are exceptions, so some Medicare Advantage plans will cover true emergencies outside the U.S., such as a stroke or a heart attack. Some Medicare supplement plans will offer limited coverage for foreign travel, but it is important that seniors address that. And then the question becomes, if I'm traveling outside the United States, for all of us who might be doing that, does my health plan provide international medical insurance coverage? And if it doesn't, then the traveler should consider purchasing that. So if one falls ill in a country outside the U.S., whatever care is provided will be covered by the international medical insurance. And it's also important for us to remember that we may fall ill in a country where there are no clinical capabilities to meet our specific needs and may need to be transported out to another country or even back to the U.S., evacuated back to the U.S. So as we review our health plan, as we review our international medical insurance, it's important to ensure that it also includes evacuation protection. The third question, Doug, is then, so if I do fall ill in a country outside the United States, or if I do fall ill in a location outside my area of residence in the United States, where do I go for care? I'm in Missouri, and I'm familiar with the hospitals in St. Louis, where I live, but I can't say the same for Montana. So we've managed that at United Healthcare by developing a mobile app called Health for Me, and this can be downloaded from the App Store. It's compatible with the iPhone and Android platform. And what it does, it provides information about nearby doctors, hospitals, pharmacies, urgent care centers that are in the location to or through which the person may be traveling. And it also gives cost and quality information so we can compare cost and quality for over 700 services.
Wow.
This app is not only for United Healthcare members, but can also be accessed by non-United Healthcare members through a guest portal.
All right. So what you've done, Dr. Wilson, is just wrap up and put in a bow all the information that people need to know about insurance coverage, insurance in general, what happens at this time of year. All of this is wrapped up. The app you can access by going to UHC.com, United Healthcare website, UHC.com. Look for that app. It sounds like it's genius. Dr. Wilson, thanks for being here. Merry Christmas to you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Past the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time for Tech Talk, or it could be Tech Talk time. Yes, either of those. Tech Talk, Tech Talk. Here's the right time. Kim Gerritsen joins us from Realizing Innovation, the gadgets for this Christmas. They're crazier, more inventive. Here's a meat thermometer that you don't have to keep opening the oven to check. So how does this work? You get it calls you. Tell me it calls your smartphone. There's an app.
Yes.
Or it lists the,
I have one. I have two.
Absolutely. There's a,
really?
There's a probe in the meat and an app on your smartphone, and you can be watching the football game and looking at your phone screen to see that temperature clicking up to the 165 for your turkey.
Yep. When I cook on the grill, I use it all the time.
All right, so how much are these things costing?
That's $70. One that sounds crazy, but maybe not, is if you want to be a bartender, instead of looking at recipes and using all sorts of little measuring units to construct your cocktails, you put the cocktail glass on this electronic scale with an app and a recipe, and you just start pouring the booze, and the scale tells you whether you've poured enough or not of all the ingredients.
But this is contributing to our losing our mind. And that's really, this is contributing to us not having to think anymore about you. Everything gets left to something
else
instead of us.
Well, my dad was an avid golfer, and they used to have all these little gadgets so you could see how far away you were from the pin and all this other stuff. And he's like, don't give me any of that stuff for Christmas. He's like, I can see how far away I am. But it's for the amateurs. Those were the guys who went out and bought that stuff. And it's the same thing with this thing. It's the amateur bartender who doesn't know how to make a drink that will buy this stuff, not the people who know how to make a drink.
That's right. And
college kids,
you know,
right.
The technology is so great and so cheap, and these gadgets are so lame and so cheap that you know, it's consumption.
Here's another one. The Grow Aero Garden. If you want to grow herbs, or somebody would say herbs and greens, that sort of thing, this takes away, again, you have to have no brain at all. It automatically waters and fertilizes whatever it is that you're growing in your herb garden. Come on, there's no fun in that.
I don't know, I can use that one.
No, it's not fun.
I do not have a green thumb. Everything I try dies.
Well, then you should just stay away. Well, get somebody. I bet your wife does. I bet she has a green thumb. I bet she doesn't fail at that sort of thing.
No, you know, we have those little bulbs. We bought them on TV where you fill the glass bulb up and then you stick the stem down in the dirt and it just kind of automatically releases water as the dirt dries up. So you don't need a green thumb.
Listen, the dirt dries up. Man, what a farmer you'd make. Okay, so you and Kim and Kenny were talking about something before we went on the air. Go back to that. That's a good conversation to have for the audience's benefit, not just for the three of us.
I had heard a report that it doesn't do much good for these hacker groups to go and kill all the social media accounts of ISIS and ISIL because new accounts just pop up. But my question is, if they keep killing their account, how do they get the followers that they need or that they're trying to get to every time they kill an account? That's got to be extremely frustrating for them.
Not really. So the tweets are, you know, designed for search engine search engines find tweets with these outrageous comments, and then there are all these services where you can basically for $5 buy 10,000 followers. Now, these are fake followers. There are places in Asia that have set up all these fake Twitter accounts. So, again, $5, suddenly you have 10,000 followers. So, using search engine, you come in and you see these outrageous comments, and you see this account has 30,000 followers, and you go, oh, this has got to be an account I follow. So, the new followers that ISIS is aiming for just pile on because of all the fake accounts that have been purchased on the new accounts.
So you found out how we should get the same
words to see where the new accounts are, and then they create the fake accounts with the fake followers.
That's right.
Beautiful.
I now know how we can get to Steve Harvey's numbers. He's got 3 million followers on Facebook.
There you go, $5 and a couple of Asians, and you can get it done.
There you go. Where else? Okay. All right, Kim, thank you for being here. Kim Garrison, a good day. 59 after the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.